Welcome back to GTMSP, episode 83. But today, I am going to talk to you guys about the Book of Mormon. And today's topic, as you guys heard of that I said, talking about, you know, the Book of Mormon, today's topic is the gospel. Yes, the gospel, guys. We love the gospel. You guys love the gospel. I love the gospel. The gospel helps us in so many ways and time. So, we feel free to, you know, do what we want, but with the gospel, nothing's possible. And so we kind of go through things, we go throughout life, we go throughout, you know, times. So, throughout these times and these days, it's awesome. And just so you guys know, we are in a new year, so let's give a round of applause for getting through 2023. So now it's a new year and it is 2024, guys. Yay! I hope you guys are excited as I am, because and this Come Follow Me this time and this year around, this year of Come Follow Me, we are studying the Book of Mormon once more, okay, guys? Last time, I think, was the Old or New Testament. I can't remember, but I think it was the Old Testament. And then next year will be the New Testament. So throughout the years, we switch between the New Testament and the Old Testament and the Book of Mormon, so we can get a variety of different things and what comes of it. And yes, the Bible has been changed multiple times, but the Book of Mormon always stays the same. Now, we always love the Book of Mormon. I mean, I love the Book of Mormon. Don't get me wrong. I love the Book of Mormon. It's wonderful. It's exciting. It's really out there. I love it. It's a good one. When we started the Book of Mormon, I think it was like last.
Last
week. Last week we started the Book of Mormon, and if you guys do Come Follow Me and do the manual, and if you guys read the introduction, then you guys will also kind of get familiar on how this came to be and what was in Joseph Smith's time and how it took him to actually, you know, create and get these things to us. Heavenly Father chose Joseph Smith when he was what? I forgot what it was, but we read the title, we read the introduction, and I think we read the testimony of the three witnesses, and then you also have the testimony of the eight witnesses, and then you go into the testimony of the prophet of Joseph Smith. Now, in these things, you kind of have like, okay, yes, they do kind of outstand most people, but once they're there, they can integrate and simplify a lot of things. So, it's kind of like a, you know, thing to do it. So, I'm gonna jump right into, well, I'm gonna do last week's and this week's kind of a combined thing. It's a kind of like a combined, you know, accuracy kind of thing. So, let's do the three witnesses. I'll just read some of it. Okay. somebody. I'm just gonna read something. Be it known unto all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people, unto whom this work shall come, that we thought the grace of God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, and have seen the plates which concern and record which which is a record of the people of Nephi. So that was the kind of some of the beginning part of the three witnesses. So as we go into this, we know that most of these things are like kind of really, really accurate and more efficient than, you know, not having it be non-efficient than having it kind of in a format. And then here is the testimony of the eight witnesses. Be it known unto all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people, unto whom this work shall come, that Joseph Smith, Jen, the translator of this work, has shown unto us plates of which have been spoken, which have the apostasy of gold, and as many of the leaves as the said Smith and said Smith as translated, we did handle with our hands. And so that was the eight witnesses, and now we're going into the testimony of the prophet of Joseph Smith. Now, Joseph Smith was really, really young. Keep in mind, guys, that Joseph Smith was really young when the angel appeared to him at first and went to the grove and prayed. He was really young. I think it was like 13 or 14, I can't remember. But he was at like a teenager age or like, when he got visited by these things, and he was at a young age as well when he first started translating the Book of Mormon. Translating the Book of Mormon as what we know of now. And so many things can and can't commence to those things, but they're not, you know, backtracking it. Anyways. Here we go. The prophet Joseph Smith's own words about the... I'll just let it play for you guys. Did you hear that? A loosed rope. You guys listen to this, because if you guys read it, and if you haven't read it, I encourage you guys open up your book a moment if you have one, and read the introduction. If you don't do Come Follow Me, but you do have a book a moment, go read through the title, read through all the title. The three witnesses, the testimony of the three witnesses, the testimony of the eight witnesses, and the testimony of Joseph Smith. I guarantee you, you will feel the Spirit really strongly, because nothing is greater than these testimonies from these people, because these people are speaking the truth and saying, okay, this is true, this is real, this is what Heavenly Father wants us to know about what is really happening in the world instead of what is not really happening in the world. Because we have to focus on what we want to do and consummate instead of not doing it, if that makes sense. Because if we take it bit by bit by bit and into our own lives and taking and drawing the scriptures in the Book of Mormon into our lives, what gaining these things? That's what we are. We're gaining these stuff, okay? We are receiving something that has been shown and shared with us throughout generations. And we are taking it in to our own hands, and we're also teaching it to our children's and our children's children's. Throughout all generations, the Book of Mormon has been taught and teach throughout my experience. Now, we are taking the time and concerns of what the thing is to come, of what it could be. But in that format, can kind of, you know, do it. This is why we learned the Book of Mormon, okay? This is why we studied the Book of Mormon. And if you guys haven't, like President Nelson, I require you guys, and I know some of you guys don't watch Jump Conference, but as of for me, and take it from me guys, when the next Jump Conference comes up, okay, I guarantee you, watch it, listen to it, it will change your life, trust me. Watch the next Jump Conference and take note, and then see what happens in that time, because so many testimonies will be shared in that format. Even the prophet will share his testimony. And I guarantee you, if you listen to the prophet, you will feel the Spirit so strongly that you would want to choose the way all the time. You would want to keep the Sabbath day holy. You would want to, you know, do so many things out there that can be very handy and helpful through and to the gospel. Because if you do this, I guarantee you, Heavenly Father will be happy with you, and your life will be a wonderful and great life. So go forth. Go with the gospel and actually learn what it is all about. And so here we go again. Another thing I'd like to go over is while I was one thing I'd like to go over is the way that they called it. While I was that was in the act of calling upon God. But here's the thing. It comes to what it is. I begged myself to pray and supplication, prayer and supplication to Almighty God. What does that mean, guys? What do you think that means to you? What I think that means to me is, if we pray and we share our testimony with Heavenly Father and we pray to Him, He can help us in so many ways. He can help us find objects, items, and just so you know, items and objects are not more valuable and important. They're not important than Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father is more important than any object on earth. And by that, I love it. I book myself to pray, and yeah, to pray. Like, you have to, like, so when you're praying, you're talking to Heavenly Father. You're, like, asking Him to help you through life. As He is helping you through life, you are going out through your life and without destiny. And sometimes Heavenly Father will stop you and say, nope, this isn't right, do this. Or, this is not the right person, do this. Or, don't do this on Sunday. Or, say this. Or, bear your testimony. Or, get rid of this item that you're addicted to. What the case may be, is it's apparent to what you are and what it is to come. And I really like reading and listening to the scriptures, especially the Book of Mormon. And now, in Come Follow Me, knowing about and reading the testimonies of the 3 witnesses, 8 witnesses, and Joseph Smith, of all those people, just hearing them, reading it, and pondering on what it means to me, it's really wonderful, because I'm now thinking in my life, I'm like, okay, there's so many things that I need to do and need to change, so therefore I can fulfill my life how Heavenly Father wants it to be. We all have to know what we stand. We are here for a reason. If you can't find yourself here, where can you find yourself? In the scriptures. Ask Heavenly Father. He might give the answer, He might not. It might come quick, it might come soon, it might come later. Whatever the case is, you gotta ask. Don't be afraid to ask. And that goes for all. We need to know what we are here on this earth to do. We need to know why we came to this earth. If we come to this earth not knowing what we're doing, then why are we on this earth? If we're on this earth and we haven't figured out why we're here and what we're meant to do, go throughout your life. Pray to Heavenly Father. Try different things, try different methods, try different styles, try different ways to go through. And one of them is bound to work for you to know who you are and what your purpose on this earth is. Some people's purpose is to teach others. Some people's purpose is to support others. But I guarantee you, everybody's purpose is to gather Zion. Everybody's purpose is to gather Zion. If it is from the south, north, west, wherever you live, it's to gather Zion. And I know that this is true because we are taking what we know and what we feel in our lives with the gospel. And knowing this can, you know, outgrow, outsmart anyone, depending on how we do it and how we don't do it on, you know, dedication. Now, we know how many things come to be. We know what there is in life. Within these scriptures, as in the Book of Mormon, we... Sorry. We read a lot about them. And then... Sorry about that. And then we read so many things and so many ways. And not knowing that what we do means so much to the world. The way we teach, the way we serve. Did you guys know that did you guys know that you don't have to serve a mission to be a missionary? It's true. You're always a missionary no matter what. Yes, people go on, you know, missions like an LDS mission, like a service mission. I went on a service mission and I loved it. I learned so much from it that I changed some of the stuff that I've done. Quite literally. And I am asking you guys to do the same. Like, not to like serve missions or, you know, accuracy, but to actually go and come forth and actually learn what they're coming from. Learn everybody's story. Make friends. Make, you know, friends. Get to know people. Get to know your mission president. Get to know your companions. Because I guarantee you, if you know them, and you know the teachings, and as you're teaching the gospel, not only are you teaching the gospel, but you are receiving something that you never know, because as you're teaching the gospel, you are saying something that Heavenly Father wants you to say, and then at the same time, you are also learning yourself that, oh, this is right, this is the truth, and then you feel it in your heart, because feeling in your heart is the best and most wonderful thing ever. For some people, it's crying. For some people, it's in the heart. For some people, they feel the burning in the bosom. Whatever the case is, it has and always will be the high standard of it, and knowing what comes of it. Now we know all these things within it, and this Come Follow Me kind of helps us with that. It helps us in a way that we see and know to find things. And we feel like we are not worthy. Don't feel that way. I guarantee you, if you're worthy, Heavenly Father will let you know. If you're worthy, Heavenly Father will let you know. Also, another thing is, if you guys don't know what to do in life and don't know what path to take and don't know what to choose, let me show you this one scripture. Anyone who lack of wisdom, let him ask of God. Anyone who lack of wisdom, let him ask of God. For thou shalt have an answer. Now, it didn't say immediately, it didn't say, you know, the next day. It said, you will have an answer, but not right away. Heavenly Father will know, Heavenly Father will send you the answer when the time is right. And it might be a quick. And what the answer is, I hope you follow and take that answer into your life and say, yes, I will do that. Yes, I'll go down that path. Yes, I'll do this. Another thing is ponder and break upon these things, because these things will be, you know, the most outstanding, wonderful thing you can do and have an ask and take. Now, most things can, you know, be that and be not one. You're here to serve a purpose. You just gotta find out what that purpose is. I've been here, I've been on this earth for a long time now, and I've learned so many things through the gospel and other things that I am now starting to understand a little bit of what I'm supposed to do on this earth. I feel like the more you know, the more it will come to you. But anyways, it's more of it than, there's more than it than meets the eye. Here's another thing, just listen. So there you have it. There were so many things written on those plates that came to be within the Book of Mormon. Now you guys are like, how does the stuff you talk about and thing now as to the Book of Mormon? I'll tell you. Everything I told you about, if you read the Book of Mormon, it will also help you become who you are. Just so you know. If you read the Book of Mormon and ponder, pray, ask Heavenly Father, and all these things, I guarantee you, you will get an answer. Not right away, not later, soon, or whatever the case may be, you will get an answer. As you guys can hear, I said an answer. I didn't say a answer. I didn't say you'll get a quick answer. I didn't say you'll get a fast answer. I didn't say you'll get an answer in a later time. But you'll get an answer. And also, listen to Pop Things, guys. Also, Pop Things come from Heavenly Father. And also, if you're, you know, going through your life and all these things, and you're prompted to read the Book of Mormon, go for it. Also, in the Book of Mormon, we'll tell you to listen to all the Pop Things that come to you. It will tell you like so many things that come up this that is the most wonderfulest thing in the world that you can come of today. So listen to Pop Things, guys. Please, please listen to Pop Things. Read the Book of Mormon. Read up on your history. Read the titles. Read about the three witnesses. Okay, how about this? Throughout this week or next week or whatever the case is, I want you guys to open the Book of Mormon, read all the title, read the whole of the testimony of the three witnesses, read the testimony of the eight witnesses, and read the testimony of Joseph Smith. If you read all those, I guarantee you, you'll feel the spirit and you'll know a lot. So, if you want to know it, read the Book of Mormon. Read it, ponder, pray, study it, and it will make your life even better. I like to bear my testimony that I know the church is true, and I know that Joseph Smith really did translate this book of Mormon for all of us to read and for us to study and ponder and have it change our lives. I know that Heavenly Father wants us to do what is right and have us read throughout all these, you know, stories and plots of the in this Book of Mormon, so therefore we can do what we need to throughout our lives. I know if we do all these things and we, you know, seek for Him and seek blessings and answers and read the Book of Mormon, then I guarantee you answers will come a lot faster than anticipated, because nothing, and I mean nothing, should take too long. And I know that if we do these things in our lives, we can make amends and make observations on what is to come. I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you guys like this episode, please check out my other episodes. You guys got so many episodes to listen to and different topics about technology, science, Minecraft, music, the gospel, and many others that are yet to come. Also, there are holidays on there that if you want to listen to them, you can listen to them when and when the holidays come around. And more holidays are going to come up, and so I'm going to do podcasts for those ones as well. So, there's so many things, so many wonderful things to know and to do about, and to consummate so many things. I guarantee you, you guys will like it. So, yeah, like I said, listen to the other episodes. You can find my podcast on wherever you guys get your podcasts or listen to your podcasts. You can find it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts or listen to it. And, I have a YouTube channel, which is East Duke Creativity. That is East Duke Creativity. Which is, yeah, it is E-S-T-E-W Creativity. That is E-S-T-E-W Creativity. And the E at the beginning is lowercase. So if you go to that, you will find so many YouTube videos on there that I've created. And yet there's more to be created throughout this lifetime. And I guarantee you, it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be wonderful, and I'm gonna exactly take it for my word that it is awesome. Right. So, yeah. I also have Instagram, which is EastDu, that is also EastDu, and that might be ESTEW or ESTUW. 21 or 22, or you could do it with the numbers or without the numbers. So try either one of those, one of them is bound to work, and then follow me, and then I may not follow you back, but as long as you follow me and I don't follow you back, then that's okay. So, yeah, and I think that is about it. So, stay tuned for the next episodes of my podcast, because they're going to get much more better from here on out. And I guarantee you, they're going to be awesome. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. It's been such a pleasure to doing these podcasts with you guys. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. It's been a while, Paul, and I love how you guys support my YouTube channel and podcast. So thank you guys so much for listening, and it helps me in so many ways. So once again, thank you. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you guys again soon. And of course, I'll see you guys on the flip side.